Welcome and thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Tivoli Service Request Management Receives Gold Level ITIL Certification, Use It to Win conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After today's presentation, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, you may press star, then one on your phone's keypad in order to ask a question in conference. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections to this, please disconnect at this time. And now I'd like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Roger Hellman. Sir, you may begin.
Great. Thank you very much, Brad. And I'd like to welcome and thank everyone on this call for attending or listening. This is Roger Hellman speaking. I work in the Worldwide Sales Enablement team. And we've got some good news to share with all of you about how to win business with service request management. So I know everybody's busy given that it's fourth quarter, so we'll keep this Tivoli talk short and focused. But we got some important news to share with you that can help you sell, so we wanted to get the word out. Joining me in this call will be Rich Johnston, Worldwide Product Manager, and also Pandian Atharajan, who is also on the Worldwide Product Management team. Not sure if Rich can join us because he's doing a customer demo, but I'm hoping that he can be with us as well today. So let's get the show on the road. Let's go to slide number two. So you might be saying, okay, why is this Tivoli talk important to me? And basically, based on the face-to-face sessions that I've done with many of you worldwide, you've all got customers who've adopted ITIL, or at least are thinking about adopting it. In fact, according to IDC, about 40% of all customers have adopted ITIL version 2. Many more are thinking about adopting ITIL. And here you can see that according to a more recent IDC study, about one-third of customers are planning to move to ITIL version 3 in the next 18 months. You can exploit that to your sales advantage because Tivoli Service Request Manager just competed with BMC and CA and some other firms, and we beat them. We achieved a gold-level certification for ITIL version 3. That's the highest certification possible. And who gave us the certification? It came from the people who own ITIL. It came from the government of the United Kingdom. So it's straight from the source. So a very, very strong endorsement of our service request management offering. So we are in the lead, and in this Tivoli talk, what we wanted to do was just share the information with you and discuss and share with you how you can use it to help you sell and make some money in this quarter and beyond. Let's go to slide number three. Presenters for today, as I said, myself, Roger Hellman, hopefully Rich Johnston, and also Pandian Atharajan. So let's go to the next slide. Our agenda, we've already finished the introduction. I'm going to do just a quick review of service request management so we're all on the same page. Then we'll talk about the award. Pandian will talk about what it means to our customers, both from a business value standpoint and how you can use it to help you sell and win against competition. Got some new news about customer references, a lot of new references that you can take advantage of, so I wanted to share those with you, take you through sales resources that are available to you so you'll know where to go to get more information, more help to help you sell, and at the very end, a call to action. Let's go to slide number five. Promised a quick review of service request management. Very simple. This offering contains two components. The first is a service desk or help desk. I think we've all called help desks in the past to obtain assistance for existing services. They can help us fix our system if it's broken. They can help us understand how to do things that we need to do. And in ITIL terms, mainly a service desk does incident and problem management. And I'll give you just a quick and dirty example. An incident is when Roger has a problem with his system. A problem is when Roger and a number of other people have basically the same problem with their system. So that's just a quick review of service desk. Now let's talk about the second component of our offering, which is a service catalog. I think we've all used a service catalog before. It's where we go and we We shop online, and we request and receive new services, so it's basically a self-service offering. An example that I think we can all relate to is upgrading to Lotus Notes 8. All of us, I'm sure, by now have gone online and obtained Lotus Notes 8 from the internal IBM ISSI system, which is a form of a service catalog. The service catalogs offer a lot of benefits to customers. The one that I really like to highlight is the fact that by having end users go and obtain something from the catalog by themselves, it does a couple of things. Number one, it prevents an incident from going to the service desk. So it makes the lives of the people who work the service desk easier. It lowers costs for your customer. And end users can get what they want whenever they want it, because typically it's available 24/7, and they can more conveniently and very quickly get what they want. And the other important point here about service request management is it's part of a larger solution that you have to sell. It's a key component of our service delivery and process automation solution, which contains not just service request management, but also asset management. And when I say that, I mean asset management for IT, as well as enterprise asset management, provisioning automation, change and configuration management database, discovery, and also our asset discovery offerings, all running on a common Tivoli process automation engine platform. So the point here is we've got a product which is part of a larger solution. Go for selling the larger solution. Use service request management as an entry point and grow your deal from there. Okay, let's go to the next slide, slide number 6. And at this point, Rich Johnson, are you on the call? Okay, well then I'd like to turn it over to Pandian. And Pandian, could you describe the award that we won and take us through it in some more detail?
Thank you, Roger. Good morning to all of you. My name is Pandian Athirajan. I'm the Worldwide Product Manager for Tivoli Service Request Manager. The award we got is one of the best possible award you can get for compliance with the IDLE version 3. Basically, as Roger was mentioning, this is the highest award you can get. This is a gold level certification. There are three types of awards. One is silver, another one is bronze, and the third one is gold level. And I'm going to talk to you on what each of these certificate means in a couple of minutes later. But the out of these three, the highest one we got, highest one is gold, and that is what has been awarded to us. The second important thing is this has been awarded by the Office of Government Commerce of United Kingdom. This is the office that owns ITIL, that is responsible for creating the process called ITIL that's being used throughout the world today. And when you receive the award from the owner of ITIL, it means a lot. It basically says the product is adhering to or complying with the intent as well as the laid out processes by the ITIL standard released by the Office of Government Commerce. And this, so that's why we have to take this award extremely seriously and then give the confidence to your customers saying that this product compliance with ITIL version 3, and this is a certificate we got from the makers of ITIL standard. We got awards for three processes. One is incident process, second problem process, third is the request fulfillment process. All the three processes are built into the Tivoli Service Request Manager version 7.1 product. And I'm going to talk about how our award compares with the other vendors in the marketplace in just a few minutes. Then While we are talking about the award, jumping into slide number 7, let me tell you what are the assessment processes that has been done by the assessor in judging our product and then testing our product to make sure that we comply with the standard. It is basically a very lengthy process. We started off with our documentation. Basically, for everything you put in the product, there should be equivalent entry in the documentation where a user or a customer can go and see how to make use of it, how it is built, and what it means. And they also looked into the process model that's being used within the product and how do you enable, as a vendor, your customer to adopt the process within the tool. And the third thing they did was the product itself. The product itself is evaluated by the assessor through a demo. The demo stretched close to 4 to 6 hours per process. For the 3 processes we have been certified, we spend close to probably 10 to 12 hours in showing the product, answering the question, and making sure that everything we say and there is a corresponding documentation in the info center or the documentation guide. And after all this rigorous process assessment, and the assessment team has certified us saying that the Tivoli Service Request Manager is in compliance with incident process, problem process, and request fulfillment process at the highest level called gold level. And we also publicized this award in the ITSMF conference we had in Dallas. Basically, 2,000 plus attendees attended this conference, and there was a heavy presence from HP, from CA, and from BMC and EMC. And again, the competition we are running into on the service desk and service catalog site today is basically from HP and BMC. And they were there in the conference. And basically, during that conference, the Office of the Government Commerce formally announced the certification process and the first recipient. And IBM is the only vendor that certified on the request fulfillment process. Though there are vendors like BMC and HP have got certified, but we are the only vendor certified at 3 processes, whereas other vendors are certified only on 2 processes. And we are the only vendor where we are able to display the ITIL logo. The ITIL logo is a high catcher, and that in turn attracts a lot of crowd to our booth, and they asked us, okay, what does this certification mean, how they can make use of it, and then they got or left our booth with the confidence that IBM has come out with their product, the Tivoli Service Request Manager, that is in compliance with the processes outlined by ITIL. Let me jump into the next slide. Slide number 8. Having talked about the processes, having talked about the goal level certification we got, what I need from you is how do you make use of this certification to go and secure more wins for our product? This is going to help you to close the deal. Basically, you can take the material in the slide, take it to your customer, show it to them the process we followed in getting it certified. I've also attached a URL that will take you to the latest status of all the vendors and what they have been certified today. And you can see from that URL, we are the only vendor who has got gold level certification for the request fulfillment. And request fulfillment is a hot item for all the customers, and make use of this and publicize this and impress the customer that we are in compliance with the ITIL and we are the only vendor in the all the vendors compared who has got gold level certification on 3 processes compared to other vendors who have got certification only on 2 processes. The second thing I would like to highlight here is, if you go to that the link I showed you here, that is www.smcglimited.com, and one thing very interesting you can see here is, if you look at BMC, they are certified at gold level, but look at the versions of this BMC they got certification on. It will be surprising that they got certification on the older level, that is the version 5 and 6, because that's where they can show the customer. Whereas if you look at IBM, we are certified at the latest level, that is version 7.1, and that is what currently you are selling to your customer base. So what does it say? The important message here is, BMC, though they come out with the version 7, actually the latest version of BMC is 7.6, they are not able to produce many customers who are using at the 7.5 or 7.6 to get the gold level certification. Again, that probably, you may ask me, okay, what is this gold level and what is the difference between gold level, bronze level, and silver level? In the gold level, you have to go through the assessment. In addition to that, you need to prove our three customers who must confirm in writing that they are using this product and they are satisfied with the product. Whereas in the silver level, it only says that they have proved that three customers have the product. Whereas in bronze level, there is no need for any proof. You just say that, hey, I sold this to a few customers. Okay? And so the difference here is, again, as I said, gold level means you need to get a customer certification saying that I am having the product, I am using the product, and I am happy with the product. And again, going back to BMC, BMC has got the gold level certification only on version 7, but again, you look at the version 7.5 and 7.6, if you look at the link, you will see that they are only at the bronze level. Okay. It means is there are still customers having difficulty in upgrading their versions to the latest version, and that is what we have been telling in all our competitive messages. Upgrade of BMC is expensive, and this certification proves that BMC is not able to get many customers at the latest release because upgrading is cumbersome, upgrading is costly. Again, whatever we said, that gets vindicated by the test results. The second thing I would like to show you is, even if you go into the same link I told you earlier, HP is not even there. HP has not certified any of the single processes in the through the OGC, that is Office of Government Commerce. They are not got certified, and they are not even there. Next to BMC, the only vendor you can see is CA, and then another company called Intrasoft. Again, they have certified only at the bronze level and only for the change management. Okay, so coming back to this, having given all the information on how we are better than BMC, how we are better than HP, this should give you enough ammunition for you to take it forward in winning the deal and closing the deal in the competition you are facing with the BMC and HP today. I would also like to emphasize what that request fulfillment means, because request fulfillment is one of the processes that basically enable you to provide a published set of services through a product, through a service catalog, where the end user can go and simply place an order and get the services fulfilled without going through the service desk. And again, it is basically a service catalog component, and the service catalog is part of TSRM 7.1, as Roger was mentioning earlier. So basically it says that our service catalog product has been certified by the OCD, and the request fulfillment process is in compliance with the ITIL standard version 3. So make use of this. make use of this and taking forward to the customer, talk to them that the only product that has got combination of desk and catalog with a single product install with the same license mechanism is the TSRM in the market, and make use of it when you go and talk to the customer. Again, I highlighted a lot of things during the call. I would like to point out the main important features, what you need to take away from these two slides. One thing is the Civilly Service Request Manager 7.1 got gold level certification, that is IS level certification for incident, problem, and request fulfillment processes. Point number two you need to take away, we are the only vendor as of today who has got gold level certification at the highest level possible for three processes. Neither BMC nor HP has got gold level certification for three processes. IBM is the only vendor. Point number three, HP is not even certified. HP is not even there in the certification process. Point number four, we are certified at the latest and greatest level available today in the market, whereas BMC has got the certification at one level below, and their latest versions are certified only at the bronze level. That means you don't have to show any customer, and that's where they are today. So please take care of these four bullet points I talked to you and make use of it heavily when you try to close all the deals you have in fourth quarter. Again, feel free to contact me or Roger, any questions you have in the ITL certification. And with that, I'm going to turn over back to Roger to cover the remaining slides of this deck.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Pandian. Super news, a big competitive advantage for us, so take advantage of it as you talk with your customers about either service request management or our service delivery and process automation solution. So let's go to the next slide, and I just want to give you an update, as promised, on customer references. A lot of activity in this area recently, a lot of customer references that are new that you can exploit as you talk to your customers. There are now 27 references for service request management in the customer reference database. So if you do the numbers, 238% growth from March to October of this year, so that's a tremendous increase. And also, you know, there's a lot of focus on industries now. If you look at the references, they span many, many industries, from banking and finance to government to telecom, energy, automotive, electronics, healthcare, education. A lot of breadth. You can see some of the customers on the right-hand side who have adopted service request management. And not only have we had a lot of growth in references, and not only do these references span a lot of industries, but they also span a lot of countries. So truly a worldwide collection of references from Canada to China to throughout Europe, both Northeast IoT and Southwest IoT, United States, et cetera. So a lot of good coverage here, and I've included a link to the customer reference database. Something else I just wanted to mention is not only do we have a lot of growth here in service request management references, but also references for our solution in general. So if you have a look in the customer reference database, you'll see a lot of references for asset management, both asset management for IT, change and configuration management, et cetera. So a lot of good work done by a lot of people to increase the number of references that will help all of you sell. So let's go to the next slide, slide number 10. I want to talk a little bit about the solution. Those of you who've attended my sessions have heard this before, but it's well worth repeating. We talked today about service request management, and you can see our offering there with the yellow star by it. From a sales strategy standpoint, it's good to sell point products. It's much better to sell a solution that contains a lot of point products. So that's really what I want to help you do. I want to help you all grow your deal size. So the key here is if you look at the solution, it contains a lot of different components, provisioning, service request management, asset management, change and config management, et cetera. And they all run on a common platform, the Tivoli Process Automation Engine. So today's Tivoli talk gives you some useful information that can help you use service request management as your sales entry point. That's the key. Use it as an entry point, but grow your deal from there. In this case, if you sell service request management, you're well positioned because of our technology, because of our common platform, to take this much further and put your customer on a roadmap to adopt the other components of this solution. So I know a lot of you who have sold SRM have also sold asset management for IT, so that's a great next step as you grow your deal size, as you grow your solution. There's a lot of synergy between asset management for IT and service request management. Asset management for IT has a lot of good configuration information in it, for example, that is of use to the service desk as they diagnose a user's problem. From there, you can go in a couple of other directions. You can expand the asset management portion of the solution to include enterprise asset management, because a lot of customers, you know, if you're talking to a finance person, they may not care whether the asset is an IT asset or an enterprise asset, because they're interested in the book value, the depreciation, surplus value, all those kinds of things. So you may choose to grow your deal in that direction, or you may choose to grow your customer in the direction of provisioning and use automation to solve incidents and problems that come up. Or you may take your customer in the direction of change and configuration management, where we've got tremendous capabilities in the area of discovery, application dependency mapping, change and configuration management that is idle compliant. So a lot of different ways you can go to grow your deal size. Another key thing is our new discovery offerings, Tivoli Asset Discovery for a distributed. And don't forget System Z, and don't forget Tivoli Asset Discovery for Z. Those of you who are used to selling only distributed or in distributed environments, leaving money on the table if you're not also talking with your customer about helping them with their System Z environment. So a lot of opportunity there as well. So key here is find the right entry point. We talked today about service request management. Exploit that entry point and make a sale, and then put your customer on a roadmap for an even greater set of service delivery and process automation offerings. Okay, so let's go to the next slide. Where to go for information and help. A lot of good tools available to you on the web. There are sales kits. I've provided the links here. These give you a lot of good information, about 80% or so of what you would need to start or progress a sale. They include links to the Project Management Wiki, things that are maintained by Pandya and Rich and their peers. Also, technical sales enablement folks maintain a wiki. I've got links there for that. IBM.com pages. There are white papers, announcement letters, presentations, a lot of really useful information. I'm also providing the link to the TSRM War Room, where there's also a lot of good information posted, so have a look at that. The ROI tool, and we have a sales acceleration play in place that I hope all of you are taking advantage of. So I've provided the link here as well, a lot of good information there that you can use. So let's go to the next slide, call to action. Now you might be saying, well, you know, why is sales enablement talking with you about a call to action? And my answer would be, this is a call to action that you should really be giving to yourself, because if you don't give this call to action to yourself, you're doing yourself a disservice. There's a lot of opportunity here for you to make a sale. So what I would encourage all of you to do is continue using the competitive displacement play for SRM. The link is on the previous page. As you identify opportunities, listen for idle, either version 2 or version 3. Talk with your customers about how we're differentiated and better than competition. This award is a proof point behind that. It's a glowing endorsement of service request management and the value that we bring to our customers. Pondian talked about request fulfillment management as embodied in our service catalog. A lot of advantages there. And then a lot of synergy with that in addition, combined with incident and problem management. And remember, we're after the big fish here. We're after the big sale. So use SRM as an entry point to sell the larger service delivery and process automation solution. So leverage the resources that are available. Plan things out, prepare, and make the sales call. And by all means, do not hesitate to ask for help. As Pondian mentioned, myself, Pondian and Rich Johnston are all here and will be more than happy to help you with sales opportunities. Let's go to the next slide, number 13. We'll cover any questions in a moment. And so let's just go to slide number 14. I want to thank all of you. I know you're real busy, and wish you the very best in this quarter. And, again, don't hesitate to ask for help. So with that, Brad, I'd like to open it up for any questions.
Thank you, sir. At this time, if you have a question, you may press star then one. You may also withdraw a question by pressing star then two. Once again, to ask a question in today's conference, please press star then one. Please stand by for our first question. One moment, please. At this time, we have no questions, sir.
Okay. Well, thanks, Brad. I want to thank the presenters today, and want to thank all of you for listening. And, again, we're here to help. Thanks very much.
This does conclude today's conference call. At this time, all parties may disconnect.